they're not tapping into you in other ways. And that's right. The key.
Right. Right. It's so much involved in just penetration and touching and kissing. There's more mm-hmm. going on in that aspect, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I really can't describe on what it was hard describing what connection feels like. The sexual part is it's a level of pleasure that the Mount Everest aspect. Once you do this with this person, it's like I don't even want to do this with no, because I know it's not gonna be that.
It's not gonna be that.
As so a like, man. Why? So let me tell y'all this, people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might say this, like,
you know what I'm saying? Better to come from you than me, because they think this women just, everything is emotional for us. So it's not. We know how to just fuck. Let's be
right. Clear. It's like, because you talk the way you're talking, and women are more in tune and being insensitive to things and all the good stuff, whatever, it's easy to say, like, I get what she's saying, but, you know, men are different. No, fellas. No, let me tell you something. Like, you know what I'm saying? As a man, we got an ego.
Mm-hmm.
And with this ego, for it to be tapped into by this other person is it's a great thing to accomplish. The fact that you have an ego and her presence humbles you.
Mm-hmm.
That right there. Now, the other thing is you think you had great, oh man, she has some great.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying? I'll be forgetting what I can say and what I can't say and all that good stuff.
It's the podcast. You good. You can speak.
Right.
Speak
like, free. She got some great pussy or whatever case may be. Vagina. Uh-huh. I don't know. Like, I'm saying, I ain't trying to say things. So
you can be free, honey. You know, this is me.
Yeah. So, or man, she could really, she give great head, or even him, you know, saying mm-hmm. he got some good dick or whatever case may mm-hmm. be. It's, if that's the only level of what you get out of that, I'm telling you, this is something that doesn't touch. It's including that plus a whole lot more, which is more of the other than that. And when
right.
you experience this level of pleasure, I'm telling you, fellas, it's this, like I said, it's a non-cheating component that she talked about. And this is where you are not going to be with nobody else. Is once you have her in this way,
mm-hmm.
You're not even thinking about no one else. So
they're not
going to
do.
Where
you're they're not going to hit the spot. They're not going to hit the spot because no. It's literally your spirit is literally now your spirit and your physical body
are very involved.
Are in sync.
Right. Are very involved.
It's like you literally become one.
You're expressing with your bodies what you're already doing with your spirit.
Your spirit, yeah. Exactly.
And it actually feels...
Again, this is the replica.
Replica.
The physical realm is the replica of what happens spiritually. It's a lesser replica, but it's a replica nonetheless.
Right. So the aspect of not being with somebody you don't have a connection with, it could fog your judgment.
Mm-hmm. You know, it could. And that's why it's key to really make sure that and it's hard. I have to say, when it's somebody you connected to, it's like you want to do everything with right. them. Like, I just, right. I'm like, okay, I don't have no guards up. Like, whatever. Right. What do you want me to do to please you?
Right.
And what do I need to do to please you? And right. it's like, it's so reciprocal. It's right. so intense. It's so right. passionate. Literally, you feel high afterwards. I have to be honest.
Yeah, it's
like, because it's like you literally have gone into another
realm.
Stratosphere.
Yeah.
It's not, and I know it sounds like fanatical and it sounds like crazy. And people are like, they're tripping. They tripping. We not tripping. Crazy. I promise we not tripping.
I wish we not tripping. So bad. I want to meet other people that experience this. Get on here. And
yeah, if you have experienced this, please drop something in the poll. I'm going to put a poll up today when I do this, when I edit this video. Put a poll. I'm going to put a poll up. Please let us know if you have ever experienced a true connection.
Yeah.
And if that connection has made a lasting impact on you for the rest of your life, whether you're with your connection or not.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, many of us are not with the person that we're connected with.
Unfortunately, that's the truth. And people are willing to do anything to have that. Everybody's looking for this. Everybody's looking for it. You're chasing it.
That's why you keep going through women after women after women after women, or men after men after men after men. It's something missing. This is the something that's missing. We're giving you, we're giving you the keys to the kingdom, people.
Keys to the kingdom, right. And this is it right here.
This is the missing key. But you have to be willing to say no to things that are not right for you in order to get this. You're not going to just get this.
Right. You know what's crazy? I want to make a parable. I want to use something to understand what we're talking about. It's almost like money. Let's use money. You know what I mean? If you never learn to not spend, we're talking about the saving. We're not even talking about investing. We're just talking about simply saving. If you never learn how to save your money to get something that you really need or wanted, you have to do what? Say no to stuff. You want to go out? No, because I'm working on something.
I had a bigger goal in mind. Yeah.
No, I don't want that. You want, you know, somebody want to sell you something. You want to, you know, I don't even, you know, I got a Netflix and I got a Hulu. I don't need HBO Plus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. It's like you're willing to say no to stuff because you're going after something that you have noticed what other people experience. Money is easy to understand because you've seen people.
It's tangible.
Freedom. You've seen people free. This, what we're talking about, is relationship freedom. I never said this before. Like, this is something that's really new right now. This is relationship freedom. You want to be, this relationship is freedom. So when you have experienced a lot of financial, you've seen millionaires, you've seen people that say, man, I don't have to worry about a bill. I made a statement on my social media saying, man, get to a point, people, financially, where you could put everything on auto pay and not have to worry about a dime. That's another level, even from the middle class, to get into that area. So you know how to say no, even though if you did get that $200 shirt, it would look good on you. But there's another level of experience you want that shirt is not even worth. You're willing to say no to going out or doing certain things because you, even though you haven't gotten there financially, you have seen so many people experience financial freedom. You're willing to make the sacrifice of saying no to get there. So people, this is what we're saying. There's not a lot of people that experience this. So it's unfortunate. You haven't seen a lot of relationships that show you this freedom. So it's hard, probably going to be difficult to you to understand where we're coming from, but it exists. And when you know this is something that you want, you will learn to say no to that woman, that one night stand, to that guy that, you know, they just want, you know why they want your number. You know this is nothing but a freaky link. Like, you know this is. Like, come on, yo. Let's be 100 about this. So just like you know how to say no to certain things with your money, this is saying no to certain things with your body. This is saying no to certain things with your time. This is saying no to certain things with your energy. This is you saving yourself. You working on yourself because you're about to experience a level of freedom that exists.
That you've never had. Yeah.
That you never had.
And it's so key. And it's worth it. Like, I've been single for some years now.
Right.
And I've experienced the connection. And honestly, you know, I'm just starting to date. And I surprisingly, it's not bad. Like, I've not had bad experience. I've met some really amazing people.
Right.
But I will not settle for less than that. So I want to get to know, like, I cut through all the bullshit. I'm going to tell you who I am in the very beginning. You're going to get to know me.
Right.
You're going to get to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then you can determine whether or not my baggage is something you can carry. And then while you're doing that, I'm looking to see if your baggage is something I can carry. But I'm also seeing, is that real connection there? As I'm getting to know, I want to peel through those layers. I'm not, I decided after I had my connection, I don't ever want to have my guards up. Cause it's no point. Wow. It's no point.
Now let's cause once you said that, I feel a lot of people saying like, what? You don't want your guards up.
Mm-mm.
So again, people, This is the level of confidence, because you become a better decision maker with your guards down.
And follow your intuition.
Your gifts, your woman intuitions, your manly decision-making skills, your critical thinking skills, and all that stuff, whatever. We're not even talking about intelligence. You got to read 1,000 books. We're just saying you can walk with your guards down. Number one, again, because I know God got me. So my ear is always keen.
Yes. He ain't going to never let nobody hurt me. He loves me.
Right.
I'm protected.
So I can walk with my guards down because I need to be able for this person to make a connection. It's hard.
Yeah, and they need to be able to see me. Yep. That's what intimacy is. I'll never forget one of the pastors I used to listen to would say, intimacy is into me, I let you see. Into me, see.
Right.
I'm letting you see into me.
Right.
That's intimacy. That is vulnerability. I'm giving you access. Not everybody gets this access.
Right.
But if I deem you as a person that I want to get to know on that level, I'm letting you see inside me.
Yep.
I'm not putting up walls and guards and bricks and bars and all in barbed wire. I'm not doing any of that because I want you to see me. And then at that point, then you can get to determine whether or not being able to see into me, if that's something that works for you.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, and here's the people don't think like, oh, if I let somebody in. No. When you're letting somebody in, that right person know how to journey through you. The wrong person don't know how. They only can get so far. Not because you're blocking anything. That's how far they only know you. That's they can't go no further based upon who they are to you. So you
don't even know themselves, probably.
Right. They don't know themselves.
Remember, you can't love nobody or know anybody more than you know and love yourself.
Right. But even a person that do love themselves, even they meet you, they're not who you're supposed to be with. If they're not supposed to be with you, they only could go so far because I'm not made to journey through you like that.
Right. Yeah. You're not made for me and I'm not made for you. So it's going to be, we're going to hit a wall at some point where you can't penetrate that wall because there, and I'm not saying the walls you put up, but I'm saying there's going to be a barrier there.
Right.
Because you can't get past that barrier because you're not meant to.
You're not the person that's you're meant to will easily get through that barrier. The barrier is still there.
And you let you let the walls down willingly.
Right. And the thing is, let me say this. It's a barrier to those that's not meant to be. It's an opportunity for the person that's meant to be.
For the right person.
So to the wrong person, it's a barrier. But to the right person, it's just another way to get in. This is some good stuff, man.
It's good stuff. But that's what I'm saying. And I want us all to get past what we see on Instagram and TikTok and social media and all these reality TV shows. And I want us to get back to understanding that we are created for companionship and for love. Definitely. God created a man and a woman for a reason. And I'm not saying that that's the only type of relationship, but what I am saying, he created us for a reason. He created a male lion and a female lion for a reason. Yeah. He created a deer and, a buck for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, we were meant to balance each other and be with each other. And that's not to say for those that are in same-sex relationships, I'm not even... That's not my whole point. My point has nothing to do with that. My point has something to do with the fact that he made us in pairs for a reason. There's something that we bring to each other. We weren't meant to procreate with a duck.
Right.
I'm not gonna fall in love with a duck. He made someone in our same image and similarity for a reason.
Right.
We were meant to be able to relate to one another for a reason.
Right.
And so I don't care how many people will sit here and talk through their hurt and say, oh, I don't want no relationship. You are hurting. Until you deal with that hurt, you will always have that mentality. But we were meant for that. We were meant for companionship. Nobody is meant to be in this life alone forever.
Yep.
We're not.
You're meant to be with someone.
We're not.
Right.
Now, life pathways and things and events and trauma and things may have attributed to you not wanting it, but that doesn't mean that that's the way that it was intended to be.
Right.
It was intended to be something that was good for us, beneficial for us. We help each other grow.
Right.
And we have to be patient enough to learn how to wait for the right person. We will know when that person is truly our connection because it will flow. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Neither one of us are in relationship with the person we have a connection with because it is challenging.
Yeah.
It ain't for the faint of heart. Let's be clear. Yeah. If you're looking for something microwave and like a swipe, like you can do with these Facebook apps and these all these other apps, then you are not looking for the right thing.
Yeah.
This is going to take work and conscious effort.
Yep. 100%.
But I truly, truly, truly believe that when you truly have a connection with the person, if that person is your person, you will cross paths again.
That's true.
You will cross paths again. You will.
Yep.
It's inevitable. It's like a draw. It's like a pull. It's like magnets.
Yep.
It's a magnetism that is there, that is on a spiritual level that you will get to experience with that person. And that's what we want. We want what's best for each. We want everybody to be happy. Yeah. I'm done with everybody being miserable.
Yeah, that's the
all
point.
About me, and mine, and you don't have anybody to share it with. Right. I don't want to be at the level of success that I know God is going to take me to without my person. I want to be with that. I want to be able to share that. I want to be able to tell my person, listen, baby, I just got a multi-million dollar record deal. Oh, baby, I just got a multi-million dollar bookstore deal with my new book. I want to be able to share that with my person.
Right, right.
Yes, I have great friends, you being one of them. Yes, I have my children whom I love and adore.
Right.
But I want my person. It's nothing like having your person to be able to share those things with.
Right.
And that's what we want from you. So what we want for you. So that's where we're saying this. It's from our heart.
Right.
It's from our hearts. We want you to experience it. But it's going to take you working on yourself. So we're going to recap.
Yep.
Do the work.
Do the work on yourself. Healing.
Therapy, whatever that looks like for you, take care of yourself, learn who you are, be confident in who you are, and be open.
Mm-hmm.
Take your walls down.
Right.
Just like you hold those walls up to protect yourself, those same walls you built are the same walls that's going to keep anything from coming in.
Yep.
Don't block your blessings. You are blocking your own blessings by putting those walls up.
Yep.
And then three, use your intuition, the Holy Spirit, and whatever guidance, whatever it is that you believe in, we believe in the Holy Spirit.
Right,
we believe in our intuition. Right. Use that to guide you, to let you know if that person is the right person.
Yep.
Any final words that you have to share with the audience today, Everett? You always give great advice.
I'm just going to echo you in using the word patience.
Mm-hmm.
Let patience have
respect.
Let
it have its perfect work.
Virtue. It's virtue and patience. There's power in patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience might even come across to, it might come across to unveil weaknesses in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because with your patience, it's going to put pressure on areas that you're eager. So it's going to show places where you need to work on. So patience is going to help you say, ooh, work on that with the self-development, mm-hmm. with the growth. And all that good stuff, whatever. So be patient. I'm not even going to go deep with it. Patience is on your side. Patience is what regulates for not worrying about time. Because time sometimes will get to you.
Time will kick your booty. It will.
Mess you up.
It will mess you up. Because you're sitting there, oh my God, this is happening and I haven't been it. Listen, release that. Some things God be sitting there looking at. I swear, I think if I could envision how God and Jesus and the angels be looking at us sometimes.
Like, look at them.
From heaven. Hello, look at them. They think they got it figured out. She thought it was happening tomorrow.
Right. And now she's mad. Not knowing is right there. Like, just keep going.
Yeah, just keep going. Do the process. Do the work. Focus on you. As you focus on you, the things will come. Like, I'm still, in prayer and believing God for my person. Like, I've experienced it and I still want it. Like, I know it exists now.
Right.
I did not exist it before.
Right.
So now I have something to look forward to.
Right. So people, like, that's the one thing. It exists. Some of you still fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's real and it exists. We do live in a world that's so chaotic, and we've mm-hmm. been here for so long seeing this chaos that it's like, man, just get what you can get. No. Mm-hmm.
Settle for what you can get.
Don't.
They got 80%.
Not a settling.
They got the 80-20 rule.
No.
And I'm not saying this perfect person is perfect. They're far from perfect.
No. But this.
But what they will be,
I'm going to say this. The connection, it feels perfect. Even when it's not
perfect. Even when it's not perfect.
It's not perfect, but it just feels
perfect. It's right for you.
It's right.
For you.
For you.
Individually.
Right.
For you.
Right.
It works for you and it works for them.
Right.
You. None of us are perfect humans. So why can we? Well, how can we expect anything, any relationship to be perfect?
Right.
The fact of the matter is, it's perfect for us.
Right. There you go.
Well,
be patient.
I love you.
Be patient.
Love be
you
patient.
Too.
I love you, brother. You are my friend. You are my brother. You are my person that I call. And I appreciate you. I appreciate our friendship. And guys, we just want what's best for you. It's a new year. Let's try to do some things a little different. I don't even care about the new year. Let's just make a decision today.
Yeah.
That we're going to experience something more, a deeper level than what we've experienced in the past.
Yeah.
If you can make that commitment and you open yourself up to that, the Lord will do his part. But you've got to do your part first. And so I want to leave you guys with that. We love you guys. Have an amazing week. And we will talk to you soon.